Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am in New Jersey at one of the largest, if not the largest, consumer dive show in the entire country, United States, if not the world, Beneath the Sea. It's just a great event. I fly up here from Florida every year. I spend a few days in New York City. Then I take the bus back over to Secaucus, New Jersey, hang out in the Meadowlands Exposition Center, and pretty much meet a who's who of the diving industry. Just get to hang out and talk shop, find out what's new and great in the world of diving. And here we are once again, 16th year, I believe, possibly, for me. Now, this show's been going on for years, but as I say, I get to run into some good friends. Who's who of the dive industry is here, and we lead off today's special broadcast from the show floor of Beneath the Sea with the hardest working man in the dive industry, Mr. Neil Watson. How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm doing fine. I'm loving this weather.
Are you loving it? Really? It's a little bit on the chilly side for us Florida folk, wouldn't you think?
Listen, the worse the weather is, the better it is for business in the Caribbean. Everybody says, man, I wish we had your weather up here. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm sure glad they don't. They would be up here instead of down there.
Right.
So, this is great weather.
It actually isn't bad for the area, too, regardless, because for us, yes, it's in the 70s, 80s down in Florida right now. They're doing, 30s, 40s, which is cold as... I mean, I felt like I was going to die walking through Times Square yesterday in the evening, and all the lights and stuff put off just enough heat to make it bearable for us Florida folk. However, the folks here, this is actually like springtime weather for them, but not warm enough where we can say, hey, come on down to Florida and do some diving or in the Bahamas for Bimini, right?
Well, regardless of how warm the air is up here, the water is never warm up.
True. That's
so right. So they're never going to see 80-degree water, 85-degree water up here.
Yeah,
so
well, water temp is one thing. Go down to Bimini, you got crystal clear water. You can see sharks, rays, mantas, dolphins, whatever. Up here, there's no visibility. You might run into a dead body or two. I don't know. In the Hudson, it doesn't look real appealing from a diving perspective to me. But maybe that's just me. What do you think?
I think I just got my new ad campaign.
Quit diving with dead bodies. Come over to the Bahamas.
Really?
Yes. Well, yeah, that might work or it might not. I don't know. But we'll leave that for their interpretation.
This is a great show. I mean, Zig's been doing this. Actually, I did the second Beneath the Sea, which was in White Plains, New York, in a basketball arena. It had probably 50 booths. And it's grown into this, by far the largest consumer dive show in the United States.
Yeah, and it's attended really, really well. I mean, there's a lot of folks that show up here this weekend in Secaucus, New Jersey, in the Meadowlands. Obviously, there's a huge population in the Northeast, and they converge on the area for the weekend. And, man, on Saturday and Sunday, it is jam-packed. The aisles, so you can hardly walk. It'll take you a while to get through this show on a busy day. And we're here Friday evening recording right now. We're recording the show when it's a little easier to maneuver through the booths, which is good for us. But, you get a jump on it Friday night or you head out over here on the weekend, you have a good old time.
This show is the perfect storm for a consumer dive show. You have, 8 or 10 million people in a 40-mile radius, all at the end of the winter, dying to get out of here and get to the Caribbean or somewhere, a giant concentration of divers. And, I mean, they come here ready to leave here. So yes. It's a fantastic
show. Well, every time at the end of March, you know, they probably got cabin fever, been being snowed in here in the Northeast for a couple months. So, yeah, I think they're Jones, and they're ready to go.
I got here at noon, I got cabin fever. I'm ready to get out of here.
Yes, we're a little spoiled rotten down there in the southern part of the U.S. and the Bahamas. But let's talk about Bimini. Now, because, you know, right now, even for us warm water wusses, the water is just warming up to acceptable levels for us warm water wusses divers like Deal and myself. However, that is great for the hammerhead sharks in the Bahamas right now,
Not in the Bahamas, in Bimini, the Bahamas. Yes, we are rocking and rolling. You know, this is like a new phenomenon. It's not a new phenomenon. It was just discovered by the sport diving industry. It's been a couple that worked at the shark lab that cultivated this dive, feeding the hammerheads during a migration period, January, February, March, for the last 10 years, and suddenly we've introduced it to recreational divers. And I have in the last 5 days, just from a Facebook posting, sold out about 5 weeks of the 12 weeks for next year.
Right. That's unbelievable. Now, if you haven't, haven't caught up with the rest of the class here. I listened to the show a couple weeks ago. We had Neil on. He had just got back from Bimini, and he was telling me that the great hammerheads were cruising through the area, which is something that's kind of off the radar with the Shark Lab there. Sonny Gruber and his crew kind of developed this, and that couple that is working with you at the resort at the Bimini Sands, right?
Right, yeah. Kate and Grant, Grant and Katie. Kind of pioneered this thing, and they're overseeing the project for us and taking the divers out. I mean, they got the scientific background, and I mean, it's a photographer's dream come true.
But we don't know why they visit, other than maybe they come to visit for the same reason divers do. Well, the water's crystal clear. Maybe it's slightly cooler at this time of the year, and they prefer that. You know, it's like spring break for hammerheads.
You know, they appear from nowhere. They're here like 3 months, and it's like their visa expires or something. One day you go out there and you never see them again till the following January.
Yeah, so it's a very
water temperature. Not sure. Maybe, you know, maybe there's a bunch of guys down partying and they have to get back home. I don't know, but it's a cool phenomenon.
But they're hanging out, and these are big ass animals. Great hammerheads.
They're
solitary swimmers mostly, right?
And we've got the bull sharks in the harbor. We've got the Caribbean reef sharks at Triangle Rocks and at Bull Run. Plus, we've got the wild dolphin encounter. I mean,
that's year round stuff. That's not just January, February, March time frame.
Yeah, no, that's year round. That is year round. We got big animals year round. Got a stingray experience. You know, where we feed the stingrays, kind of like Cayman's deal down there. I got a little blue hole that I discovered that I'm gonna rediscovered after 35 years. That I'm gonna go check out my next trip over. So, I mean, I'm just so excited. Like I say, I mean, I started operation there in '75, and it's a big circle, and I'm back, and my son's running it. And you know, 33 years ago, he was born there. So we're having a lot of fun with it, and it's just the perfect destination.
Yes. Well, we celebrated New Year's Eve there this past holiday, and just had a ball. We got to go back. You know, it's on my list. Everything's kind of come up to speed there at the Bimini Sands. Great accommodations, condo-like accommodations, 3-bedroom condos with every amenity you could ever expect. Perfect for
great
a small
restaurant.
Group.
Sushi bar.
Sushi. They have sushi
in Bimini.
Go figure.
Yeah.
And good sushi.
Yes.
And trust me, that is a rare find in the Caribbean.
And the biggie, it is literally an 18-minute flight from South Florida. 18 minutes. I mean, it's 48 nautical miles. You go from populated South Florida with all the high rises to this little desolate island, you know, and it's as native. Everybody has this misconception that because Bimini is so close, it must be very commercial and a lot like the States. Nothing could be further from the truth. It is as much an out island as the islands down in Mayaguana and Turks and Caicos, way down.
Yeah, well, you know, it was about a year ago, and I went over to Bimini to hang out with Neil for a fun little trip, and I literally just got back from from Fiji. And you remember this? We're kicking back. I got a beer in this hand, a cigar in the other hand. We're looking out over this incredible sunset in the bay right off of South Bimini. And I'm turning to Neil. I was like, you know, I was looking at this same scene. I was kind of feeling the same way a couple weeks ago in Fiji. However, I literally had to fly halfway around the world. This took us 18 minutes.
Exactly.
To get here to this point. And I was like, well, maybe I'm not. And you looked at me like, yeah, what the hell are you doing that for?
Yeah. What's wrong with this picture? Yeah. Plus, we got a ferry service now that leaves out of the port of Miami.
Yeah.
It's like 2.5, 3 hours.
And you're chartering the seaplane.
And we've got the seaplane. And they just got a bigger plane now. They got a grand caravan. Yeah, like eight passengers.
It's what Jimmy Buffett has. So you can live the life of Jimmy Buffett, fly to Bimini. Live large. Maybe I'll be your pilot. I'm working on that. We'll talk about that in just a bit as we continue our broadcast from beneath the sea in New Jersey on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This phony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. I'm wandering the aisles of the largest dive consumer event in the entire U.S., if not the world. It's an impressive display of dive-related stuff, places to go, whether you're going to Bimini with Neil, which, by the way, BiminiScubaCenter.com is Neil's website there for booking a trip with those hammerheads. And, of course, you want to capture this stuff on film. And as you know, if you've been listening to the show the last few weeks, I have scored a few of these new GoPro cameras that I'm planning to put to good use on some of our little adventures, filming a new scuba cowboy video or some mermaid footage, whatever, or maybe our trip to the Maldives, which leaves May 16th. By the way, spots still available for that. But I got these GoPro cameras, and I'm trying to learn how to use these friggin' things. They're a little tricky, you know, and with any new camera system in particular, you got to you know, work through the issues like, you know, are there filters? Are there lights? What do you got to do? And I think I got it pretty squared, you know, pretty queued up and ready to go. However, I haven't figured out which filter to go with. And Polar Pro is a filter company specifically made for the GoPro. I got Jeff here. He's the big cheese, big kahuna. What's the official title there, Jeff?
Well, I'm the trash man, the shipper, president, CEO, whatever you want to call it.
You name it, he does it. Yeah. That's right. And so we're going to talk to him. He's exhibiting here at Beneath the Sea. I've seen you guys at a few of the shows, and you guys actually saw a need and decided to fill it even before GoPro could get there. Or they haven't. They're not into the underwater thing so much. Even though they have the housing, they didn't understand, hey, you got to have these filters and all this kind of stuff, right?
That's right. Started back in college, UC Santa Barbara. Saw the need actually in the polarization realm of things. Started with snow and then kind of saw the need for a red filter in the dive industry. So started going after that. Launched the Hero 3 and we got after that and got a nice little snap-on filter for it. Super easy to use and easy color correction.
Yeah, now the original GoPro Hero and Hero 2 had that dome port type housing, which you couldn't just put a filter on it. And you guys actually came out with a little attachment to take it apart and all that kind of stuff, right? Am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So we had one for the Hero 1. It's super basic, just fit right in there. But like with the Hero 1 and 2, came with the curved housing, which is problematic for shooting underwater, so that was a soft focus issue, but they got that taken care of on the 3 and got a much easier filter to use with that. Just pops on easy, snaps on and off.
All right, so what makes this unique? Is it just a typical red filter? I'm talking about the dive filter. You have three different ones. We'll get into those in just a bit, but focusing on the red filter, which is what I've used on underwater camera systems before, what makes this unique? Just the fact that it fits on the GoPro so easily, or is there some special optics associated with it as well that interface with the capture technology that GoPro uses, or what?
Yeah, well, the cool thing about our filters is we started out with GoPros, and everything's custom tailored to the GoPro camera. And as far as I know, we're the only filter company that custom tailored it to the GoPro white balance. Lot of research in that.
What a lot of trial and error. Old filters into the garbage that you'd have to empty for at the office kind of thing.
Exactly. And being the head garbage man, went right through a lot of filters.
Sure, I hear you.
But yeah, we spent a lot of time researching this product, actually as far back as the Hero 2. Once they released the dive housing for that camera, we started just playing around with different acrylics. Had to come up with a really optically correct acrylic, as well as getting that color combination correct, tailored to the GoPro. So we finally got something that was sweet, right in line with all the other super expensive filter companies' colors, and we're stoked about it.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how much a red filter, when you're diving, can make a huge difference. And it took me a while, you know, when I was just learning on a different camera system a few years ago, and then all of a sudden I popped a filter on there. I'm like, oh my God, no wonder these haven't been looking right. Because if you go without a filter past, say, 30 feet or so, it all's kind of blue and washed out a little bit, and that red filter brings back those colors. And you're like, oh, that's what it looks like on TV. And that's what I've been striving for. It makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It makes color correcting, you don't even have to do anything. You just pop it into the computer, upload it right to YouTube, and show all your buddies all the bright tropical fish.
Nice. You got to love it. So this just pops on. You use it. I mean, what is the recommended depth? Does it depend on, like, water quality or something like that, or clarity?
Well, yeah, it definitely depends on visibility. Obviously, when you're getting in those high vis, 100 foot plus, you can go down to about 80 feet with the ambient light on a sunny day. We usually recommend throwing it on there around 12 feet. It's usually when that red light drops off, so underneath that, you definitely need it, but above 12 feet, you kind of get in a weird zone where it might be a little bit too red, so that's when you're just going to want to pop it off if you're filming 0 to 12 feet.
Got it. Okay, so you pop that on at depth, or when you're using a video light, you would take it off and not use it with a video light, right?
Yeah, you can use it with a video light, but there's a lot of trial and error with how close you get to your subject. So obviously, if you're shining big old lights onto your subject that you're really close next to, that red filter is just going to pick up all that red wavelength of light the lights are shining on your subject. But if you're far enough away, then you can get away with using a red filter as well, in addition to the lights. But it's a lot of trial and error, and there's a lot of variable conditions with visibility is on different days and whatnot. So that varies from dive to dive.
Right. Now, do you have to consider keeping this thing, safe when you're not using it on the camera? Like, is there a cover or something, or is it pretty heavy duty as far as scratch resistant and that kind of thing? Or do you really worry about that? Because I see it just fastens right over the top of the GoPro lens, right? And it just snaps on there almost like a cover.
Right, yeah, it's pretty scratch resistant, but it is an acrylic, so you do have to take care of it. Obviously, if you drop it or step on it, it's probably going to scuff. But the cool thing about these filters is all the superficial scratches are going to disappear underneath water because it's got the same refractive index as water is going to have, so the scratches will disappear and the camera will shoot right through it. But you definitely want to use care, store it in a safe place. They come with little microfiber baggies that you can throw them in. Toss them in the hard case and they'll be absolutely fine.
Nice. And these things retail for how much?
They're $29.99, so they're super simple, super easy.
Pop it on there, and if you lose it, you just get another one. That's not too expensive.
Yeah, buy two, buy three.
Right, exactly, right. Well, and of course you have the red filter, which would be mostly for ocean diving, but you also have a magenta filter, which would be more for...
Yeah, we've got the magenta filter for the fresh water, the really green water with a lot of algae in it. Also, our Canadian friends up north can use it in their water, as well as the UK. But the red one's definitely the most popular for the tropical stuff, all the blue water, cyan water.
Nice. And the website is polarpro.com?
Polarprofilters.com.
There you go. Go there, find a retailer, or you can even order them right there online, I guess, right? Or no?
Yeah, definitely. Order it online.
Order 2, 3, 4, or 5, he said.
Yeah, whatever you want. As many as you want.
There you go. All right. More coming up from BTS. Stay close. So we're here at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, and I have seen these guys exhibit at many consumer dive shows across the country over the last several years, but I've never talked to them. And it's not that I'm being rude or anything. It's just like, I don't need those prescription dive masks. I'm a young buck. My eyes are perfect. And, finally that caught up to me. And so today, here at Beneath the Sea, I stopped by to see Chris here at PrescriptionDiveMask.com and said, dude, you need to hook me up. I can't see. I can't see my iPhone texts, let alone my gauges underwater. And that's what you guys specialize in, right, Chris?
We actually specialize in putting your prescription into any mask at all. Now, there is people like you who've had perfect vision your entire life, and those are always the hardest because they're fighting against,
yes.
Those muscles.
Damn you, age!
Those muscles are getting tired, and so you need a little help to see those gauges, which is very helpful because you got to know how much air you have, how deep you are, all of that stuff. And so we can put those power readers, whatever you're using on land, into any dive mask at all, and we can put them as high or as low as you need them.
Nice. And actually, you just take your current dive mask, you send it in to the office there in California, and it takes you a couple weeks, and you send it back with bifocal inserts or cheaters or a full new lens type of thing or whatever, right?
Whatever you need, that's what we put in the mask. And yes, please send us your mask. We do sell some, but we'd rather work with the one that we already know that you like.
Yes, one that fits your face well, and then you don't got to worry about that issue. Get whatever brand, make, model. And then you guys just make the lenses, inserts, and hook them up. So all they got to do is go to prescriptiondivemask.com, and all the information's right there, or they call 800 number and you're good to go, or what?
Absolutely. Prescriptiondivemask.com, and that is plural because we do a lot of them. And that'll have all the information you need. If you need more, give us a call. We're very long-winded, and we will answer any mundane question in great detail.
Excellent. Well, will you hook me up because I'm going to the Maldives? waves, and I think it's a good idea if I could see my gauges.
Absolutely. And when you're going somewhere that awesome, you're going to want to be able to see it.
Exactly. PrescriptionDiveMasks.com. Go check it out. We got a Dan tip next, then we got more from Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 333. If you pick up a shell underwater...
I thought I sent you away, cretin.
Not only will you hear the ocean, you may also experience excruciating pain from the hermit crab's claws that burrows its way into your ear canal.
You see how wonderful life can be?
In the ocean.
When you're maniacal.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Did you have any trouble finding the new studio, Nick?
No.
GPSs are pretty cool, aren't they?
Yes, they are, but I didn't need one.
What? Did you use the force?
No, I had directions. I knew where I was and where I was going.
Okay, so in other words, you employed good navigational skills.
Yes, I did, Greg, and they're not just for diving anymore.
But underwater navigation is a good skill to have.
It really is. And why is that?
So you don't get lost.
Exactly. Underwater navigation skills are so important, entire specialties are built on them.
So what are the benefits of being able to navigate underwater?
Shoot, what aren't the benefits? At least half a dozen come to mind almost immediately.
Prove it.
Being proficient in underwater navigation helps you relax and avoid confusion or disorientation. You'll know where you are, where you need to go, and where you are in relation to your exit point.
Okay, that's one.
It helps avoid long surface swims, unless, of course, that was part of the plan. Poor navigation skills can leave you surfacing far from the boat, and that's generally not ideal.
That's two.
It maximizes your dive plan. Knowing where you are allows you to do what you plan to do, so you don't spend half your bottom time guessing and searching.
Three.
It avoids buddy separation. If you both know where you're going and are able to navigate there, you're less likely to lose each other.
That's four.
It conserves air.
Okay, wait. Time out. You're reaching for this one. Navigation conserves air?
It's the relaxation thing again. Confidence in where you are helps you relax, which keeps you calm, which helps you breathe evenly and slowly.
All right, five. One more.
You don't get lost.
Shoot, I should have seen that one coming. Man, that was a half dozen.
I can give you more.
And I'd love to hear them. But how about giving our listeners some tips on how to navigate?
There are several methods you can use, like natural navigation. Before you even get in the water, take stock of the waves, currents, or any landmarks on shore. Once you're underwater, use what's around you to stay oriented. Note the direction of the current and take stock of coral formations or bottom composition. If you're diving a reef or a wall, keep it on one side of you for the first half of the dive and reverse it on the return.
Sounds easy enough.
Well, it is. Another option is to use the underwater pattern. Swim in a predetermined pattern like a square or rectangle instead of choosing random directions.
Been there, done that. I use a compass myself.
And they're a terrific navigation tool. Set a heading to follow on your way out and follow the reciprocal back in. There are lots of methods you can use and a lot to know about each one of them. The best thing you can do is to take a specialty course to learn the finer points and then practice what you've learned. Navigation is one of the most useful and safety-oriented skills you can have.
What's the point of diving the perfect site if you can't find it again? Good navigation skills always let divers know where they are, where they need to be, and where they want to go once more. Don't spend your time swimming in circles muttering, "I swear this was around here somewhere." Get yourself some training in underwater navigation. Practice and be the diver everyone else asks for directions. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here up beneath the sea in New Jersey. Now, I haven't even brought it up yet, but of course, I don't leave home without them. And of course, I'm talking about the Scuba Radio Mermaids. Helping us out for this adventure is Tiffany. And it happens to be her birthday this weekend. And Tiffany's here. You're having a good time so far, right?
Yeah, it's a bit chilly, but, you know, we make it work.
Yes, we do indeed. And, you know, we'll do some recording once she has a cocktail show. You know, birthday shot or two for her birthday.
Yeah.
Birthday shot. And she is exactly how old? Yes, that's what I thought. We'll just leave it at that. So we'll get with Tiffany after she's, you know, got into birthday mode a little bit later on for some fun radio stuff. And, of course, we've got the Scuba Cowboy doing his thing. We'll check in with him as well. But we're set up at the front of the show, and Christopher has stopped by to talk to Tiffany more than me, but I happened to walk up at the time. Chris, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. How are you doing?
Now, you told me you are like, I don't know if we're allowed to say what you do for the military, but it's big stuff. And like, if you tell me, you're going to kill me kind of thing?
Not quite, no, but I operate air refueling aircraft. We do combat air refueling over Afghanistan.
Yes, and you actually listened to the show, and you found out about Scuba Radio how?
Yes, sir. I found out about Scuba Radio when I searched iTunes for Scuba.
Wait, did he just say yes? Did he just sir me, Tiffany?
Yeah, that's a little extreme.
That's a whole military thing, right, Christopher? It has nothing to do with my age, right?
Yeah, it's a habit. Good or bad, I don't know yet.
Yes, okay. I'll take it as good, but even though it felt kind of bad. But regardless, okay. So, refueling, like in the air type stuff. What do you mean?
Yeah, air refueling. We do everything from combat aircraft to transports to bombers to whoever. Whoever needs it for combat air patrol support over the ground troops. We can carry cargo, passengers. We do comms relay if we need to.
All right. So, obviously, you have nothing to do in your real-world job. And you found Scuba Radio somehow. What the hell's going on?
Well, I was going pretty crazy over there not being able to dive for a while. And you guys fill that gap quite nicely, being able to listen to a podcast about diving when I can.
So, you just started listening a couple of years ago. So, you're literally, like, refueling, like, jet fighters and things. And you're listening to me and Tiffany make jokes about diving or going here and there and mermaids and all kinds of crap, and that's entertaining you?
Very entertaining, but we don't do it while we air refuel. I listen to it during the cruise legs.
Okay, you stay focused on the mission at hand, but there's some downtime that you have to fill, and you've been gracious enough to share that time with us.
Yep, just about.
That is awesome. Well, I feel honored. Thank you so much for your service and all that kind of stuff. And other than what you do, you can't tell me where you do it. You can't share your last name. We just got to call you like Christopher X or something because it's all like special ops crazy stuff, right?
Christopher X works fine. I'm operating anywhere from Kandahar to Kabul and anywhere in between.
Nice. Now, what are you doing here beneath the sea? So, because you had told me that you're actually hosting some of the seminars or giving a speech or a presentation or something.
Well, I'm helping out with some of the seminars. We got a Precious Oceans 3 video, Northeast Wreck Diving video, and I'm also up here helping out the New Jersey Maritime Museum and the New Jersey Historical Diving Association.
All right. And you were saying you're playing a video. You'd mentioned one of the dive sites off here at Jersey. Some tower or something? What was that?
Oh, yes. We're also working on a documentary for the Texas Tower Number 4 wreck.
Yeah. And so you go down there, there's some kind of structure, I assume, that you can dive and find a dead body, a gun or something. What is it? I don't even know what the diving's like off the coast of New Jersey. Is it fun? Is it exciting? Do I need to see this video to whet the appetite for diving off the coast here or what?
Hopefully it's going to be a great video. It's fun if you like deep, dark, cold, and sometimes really...
You lost me at cold. But I just have to suck it up, don't I? I'm missing everything by being such a warm water wuss. Is that kind of what you're trying to say to me?
Well, that's why we're making the video, because not everybody wants to go crazy like we do and go to 160 feet deep.
Nice. And what kind of diving are you doing? This tech stuff? Is this mixed, tri-mix stuff or rebreathers or what?
I'm working on tri-mix right now, and I'm thinking about doing rebreathers in the future.
Yeah, any particular model or brand, or you don't know yet?
I've got a short list of about 5, and I keep going back and forth on all of them.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with this military stuff you do.
Oh, no, not at all. Diving's just for fun.
Yeah, so your real job is refueling jets across Kandahar, God knows where else we have to be. Is that the deal?
Pretty much. We get a lot of good travel, too. A lot of European trips.
Well, yeah. Well, when you go to places like that, do you ever get to do some diving in your spare time?
Absolutely. We've broken down once in the Azores for a week and got to go diving almost every single day there. It was absolutely beautiful. Done some diving off Spain. Look forward to doing some UK and Germany diving in the future.
Nice. Well, that's pretty. You need to join us in the Maldives. We're going to the Maldives in May. That's, that would entice you a little bit, wouldn't it? Okay, what if I said I'm bringing Tiffany? And would that help?
That would help a lot, but if it's this May, I'll still be in Afghanistan, unfortunately. Oh, okay.
Well, we got another trip, St. Kitts, Saba in January, maybe that one. Just go to scubaradio.com. You can find out all about it and maybe join us. Because, you know, I'm starting to think that we're going to need our own security detail here at Scuba Radio. We've been doing a lot of crazy stuff over the last few years. You hear what I'm saying?
I do.
We might need our own little special force to protect our mermaids and things, you think?
Yeah.
You've heard enough?
They're pretty popular, that's for sure. I'll see if I can take some leave for that January trip.
Nice. Well, Chris, thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It, man. Thank you for your service, dude. That's awesome.
It's the least I can do. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm the one who found him. Actually, that's a lie. He approached me and was like, oh, my
Well, that's
God,
how it always works. They approach you, awesome. And then we talk about diving.
No, but not approach me.
Bait.
Me.
Tiffany is our bait.
Right. Okay, from mermaid to bait.
No, well, it's, you know, it's marine related.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Hi, this is Richie Kohler.
And I'm John Chatterton.
And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
Yowza. This is the world's first radio show dedicated to diving.
Come on, come on.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, you just heard John Chatterton with his buddy Richie Kohler. He's here in New Jersey, I believe, for the BTS show. I know he's on the phone with a buddy of mine. And he said, you're sitting there with Greg from Scuba Radio. I hear he's flying a plane, and I am terrified. So I haven't found him yet. He may be avoiding me like many dive celebrities. celebrities do in this industry, but it's all good. Now, we are set up at the front at Beneath the Sea. The Scuba Cowboy is here, Mermaid Tiffany, celebrating her birthday. And, Pup, are you having a good time here so far or what?
I'm always having a good time, especially when we come to Jersey.
Exactly. Now, Tiffany, what about you? You haven't put on the mermaid tail yet. You're getting ready to. Are you waiting to celebrate some birthday, you know, stuff before you do so or what?
I'm not looking forward to it because I'm going to be with you and we all know what happens.
Yes, she has to get socially lubricated, which would be appropriate on a mirth day. Now, we are in a different location. We move slightly forward from the entrance of the Beneath the Sea show where we usually are, which is good because we're kind of getting them coming and going as opposed to just at the entrance, usually at Beneath the Sea. And we're set up next to the Boy Scout troop. This is number 8, right, Stephen?
Troop He's 8. Troop 8 in Chatham.
Troop 8 in Chatham. And you guys have been here for years, helping, you know, working with
second
the...
Second year here.
Oh, only second year.
Second year here, selling water bottles. The Scouts are trying to raise money to get dive certified, go down to Florida Sea Base, and do other dive trips.
That's awesome. So they're selling these water bottles, and it'll raise funds to send the troops down there to kind of get a little taste of it. They'll do some diving,
right? Oh, yeah,
right?
Doing diving. Snorkeling. Actually, we're leaving Sunday morning, 4
Sweet.
O'clock.
And they'll work on their scuba merit badge or what?
Actually, no. They're getting dive certified.
Dive certified. Dive wow. Certified. And now, being that we have Tiffany here, mm-hmm. Is there a mermaid merit badge that they can earn maybe this weekend? What do you think?
It's a good possibility.
I'm thinking there could be a program here because, you know, they haven't seen anything yet. We haven't broke out the tail. I didn't want to, like, scare the Boy Scouts too much.
Well, they're waiting.
Yeah,
they're
I figured we'll wait till we get in the meet there later on for the weekend.
I bet you did not know that the Scuba Cowboy was actually a Boy Scout.
Well, I was, too.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah,
quit it. No, I wasn't. I don't think. Scout's honor. Is that right? Am I doing it right?
You're doing it right.
Okay, yeah, I had those. I had, like, a
How
wee
far
blow
did
thing.
You make it?
Weeblows.
Weeblows, okay.
No, that's not even Boy Scouts, is it?
That's Cub Scouts.
That's Cub Scouts. I don't know. I remember, the tan outfit, I know I did something. It was a long, long time ago. But it's a good thing. And, I know they have the dive program now, and they get that. There is a scuba merit badge.
Merit badge, yes, there is.
Right.
And
you guys are actually...
I'm a scuba merit counselor. And they're all getting their merit badge.
Yeah. Now the sea base thing, is that a Boy Scout thing down
it's
in the Keys or no?
It's the National High Adventure Camps for Boy Scouts.
It is
one of their camps. It's Isle of Mirada. Then they have Northern Tier up in Minnesota and Philmont out in New Mexico.
Nice. So, of course, you guys are up here, and you said, we want to go down to the one in Florida.
Correct.
Yes. How hard of a sale was that to the guys?
Not much.
I'm guessing not. Yes. I can understand as much. So have you been to this place down in Isle of Mirada before yourself?
We were down last year.
Oh, okay. So you got down there. How many people did you take down last
year? 16 last year, 16 this year. Yeah. All this year is all scuba diving.
Nice. So, what, last year wasn't all scuba?
No, it was all sailing.
All sailing.
Sailing.
Okay, nice. Well, there you go. So they mix it up down there little bit.
They do deep-sea fishing, sailing. They have Muncie Island where you do live out on a deserted island for a week and survive.
Nice.
Yeah, they do.
So they do their own little Boy Scout survivor.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Maybe I need to re-enlist. I don't know.
Go.
I'm too old for that now, aren't
I?
I'm not?
No, you need a flying merit badge. You could be a counselor.
For my pilot stuff, you mean? I got to become a pilot first. I'm not there yet.
Almost there.
I'm assuming I'm going to make it. So maybe that's something to consider. Who knows? So this program down in Isla Mirada, I know I've heard about it before, but how long of a program is it? Does it take a week?
We're going down for a week of scuba diving.
Just a week. And by the end of the week, they'll have their open water.
Correct. We've actually done the book and pool training already this summer. And we're going down to do the final 4 dives.
Yeah. And so you're the one, like, instructing the course yourself? Or is there someone down there doing most of that type
we've
stuff?
We've had Bronx Scuba, who's been here at BTS. He did all the training. And now we're going down to Isle of Mirada.
To finish them off.
Finish them off.
Right. And, I got a couple mermaids down there. We can help for the... You know, the celebration of their certification. Would that be bad or good? That would
be perfect.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to mind.
No.
Yeah, I'm thinking the boys might.
On this Friday coming up, if you could arrange it.
Yeah, well, I'll have to make some calls. Yes, we obviously we brought one of our girls up here to the Northeast to spread some of that Florida joy. But even though she's from Colorado, yeah, they're all over. I forget where they're from. But we got a couple down there in the Keys that might be willing to help you out, buddy up with some of those guys and make them, you know, suck down that air tank much, much quicker than they're supposed to. But that's part of the whole journey, right?
Part of growing up.
Absolutely. All right. So you guys got that. You're going to be here all weekend.
Yes.
Selling water bottles. And are you doing this stuff online, too, where people listening can actually get in on this? Or is this just like
this
at the
just
show?
Just here.
Okay. A little fundraising, doing some coat check stuff, too, right?
Yeah.
Raise a few bucks. It's all good. And it's all about supporting the local dive community up here. What about you, Pup? What are you looking for here beneath the sea this weekend, other than in between gigging?
I'm just looking for a great time. I get to hang out with divers, which is always fun. And I'm always looking for new ideas for some cold water songs. And obviously, these people are a little more familiar with the cooler water diving than we are.
Warm water wuss would be the only suggestion I have for you on that one.
I already wrote that.
Yeah, I already wrote that one, so it's time to come on.
Well, I'm just saying, that song kind of makes fun of guys like us, but I thought it would be nice to...
Make fun? What do you mean? I'm proud of that label. I'm a warm water wuss, and damn it, I'm proud of it! All right, well, we'll come up with some more inspiration for him this weekend, I have no doubt. We got an hour of Scuba Radio still to come from beneath the sea. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started. We got a mirth day to celebrate still.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.